News Hit.
Good afternoon, Sally Spicer with you. The beloved Melbourne cafe owner who was stabbed to death in Friday's Bourke Street attack will be honoured with a state funeral. This afternoon, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed Sisto Malaspina's family has accepted the offer, adding that he's open to a push to rename a Melbourne laneway after the 74-year-old.
I think that's a fantastic idea and I would fully support that.
While one of two men injured in the suspected terror attack has been released from hospital.
News Hit.
Still in Melbourne, and the driver accused of killing six people on Bourke Street last year has apologised in court. In his first public statement since the incident, James Gargasoulis says he apologises from his heart, but that's not going to fix anything and neither will a lengthy sentence. He's pleaded not guilty to 33 charges, including six counts of murder.
News Hit.
Five bodies have been found in California homes and one in a car, bringing the death toll from its monster wildfires to 31 people. They were all found in the town of Paradise, which has now been completely destroyed by the blaze.
News Hit.
Half of all new parents who felt anxious or depressed after Bub arrived felt like they had to hide it. And Panda boss Terry Smith says they've now launched a new app to help identify when stress turns into something darker.
There's a wide range of questions, your body and behaviour. It's about, you know, whether you're sleeping when the baby's not sleeping, perhaps changes to appetite. And then they move on to thoughts and feelings. Are you feeling mood changes? Are you thinking that it's hard to concentrate?
News Hit.
And Nicki Minaj's Queen has won Album of the Year at the People's Choice Awards. And if you'd like more news on demand, head to hit.com.au.